Early Head Start programs in several Oregon counties will be able to beef up their services thanks to a grant from the federal government. The Oregon Child Development Coalition secured the grant through the Early Head Start Child Care Partnership. It will put $7.3 million into programs in a handful of counties, including Jackson, Josephine, and Klamath counties. Let's get a handle on Early Head Start programs and what the new grants are about. Ann Linehan is the acting director of the Office of Head Start based in Washington, D.C., and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Ann, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So let's go all the way back to square one. Just in general, what are Early Head Start programs designed to do?
Well, basically, we serve children birth through up to age three and also pregnant moms. And we provide comprehensive services, in general, Early Head Start provides center-based services and home-based services and provides comprehensive services, not only early childhood development services. There's an emphasis on nutrition and health and mental health, well-being, and also working with moms. But this particular, so that's Early Head Start in general, but this particular initiative was specifically for us to take the Early Head Start model and partner, have agencies like Oregon partner with local child care providers and take the standard, the quality standards, and infuse them into those centers and support those child care providers to rising to the level of the quality of the Early Head Start standards. This means there will be funding for professional development for staff, for training. There'll be opportunities for us. And we want to recognize child care providers in this country work extraordinarily hard every day. They generally work without a lot of resources and without a lot of support. This is going to bring those centers a lot of support and a lot of additional services that are really comprehensive in nature. And we see this opportunity that it's really going to increase the quality of infant toddler care throughout the communities that are recipients of these Early Head Start Child Care Partnership grants.
So do the grants go to programs that are necessarily identified now as Early Head Start, or can they be non-Head Start kinds of programs?
This grant opportunity was made available to any organization who could demonstrate that they could implement the Early Head Start standards. Most of the folks that applied were existing Early Head Start or Head Start programs, but there were some new programs that had not operated Early Head Start before that came to the plate and were very successful in receiving funding.
So let's just come to the basic issue here, which is what's going on in the baby and toddler brain in those first 3 years that it's seen as so important to get attention to that age group?
Well, I think if we look at all the research, and there has been certainly a plethora of research over the last 10 or 15 years that really talks about how not only the brain development that's going on, but how the early environments and early experiences children have, how much impact that has on future, on their outcomes or their readiness when they get to kindergarten. And we really want to capitalize. I mean, some folks say, well, how can you talk about curriculum when you're talking about an infant or a toddler? There are so many things that research has taught us that if we are intentional with the babies and the interactions with them and the interactions and promoting the interactions between the babies and the toddlers, supporting that caregiver-infant relationship, how much that matters in the child's ability to grow and to learn at a rapid pace and to really stimulate that brain in all the ways that the brain is just dying to be stimulated during those early years. This is really a significant, this is not about, just putting children in a nice room with some nice caregivers. It's really about being very intentional about all the opportunities you are providing those infants and toddlers to explore, to interact, to hear language, to be held, all the important things that really are the foundations for later success for the children.
So when you talk about using the term curriculum, for example, I mean, it's not something that the kids would necessarily be aware of, and it's not called school, but the fact is there is a structure to the environment they're placed into.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, one of the things that I think of Ron Lally, who is well-known in infant toddler field, He always talks about the importance of bathing our babies in language. And I think you could go into a room where there's not a lot of talking and folks aren't really engaging the babies in language. And one thing we know from the research and one thing that we really stress in these early Head Start child care partnerships will be the constant engagement, using your language and talking to the babies and reading to the babies. I mean, that is all part of the curriculum. It's those experiences that really help the child develop a sense of self, awareness, independence, curiosity.
It seems like then a lot of the child care organizations we're talking about that would need to come up to the Head Start standards to qualify for these grants are probably doing a bunch of this already.
I think many of them are doing very, very, very good work. And we acknowledge that the early Head Start standards are high quality. And one of the things that Congress did when they appropriated the money, they basically said, look, we're not going to expect programs overnight to meet the standards, but we're giving programs really 18 months to work towards achieving the standards. And so that's an opportunity for us. We don't want to overwhelm the child care partners because there are lots of standards that are going to be new to them, but there are things that we can do incrementally over time to improve the quality of the environment and really to support the staff who are working with the babies and the toddlers, looking at the equipment, looking at the playgrounds, looking at the types of toys that they have in the room, and ensuring, I think the most important thing we do at the get-go is to ensure that those centers absolutely have the highest health and safety standards and again, reflect early Head Start standards. So there's a lot of work to be done. I think there's a lot of work both by the grantee who's receiving the money and by the partners joining together. This is going to be a journey, and there are going to be some bumps. But we think at the end of the day, it's going to raise quality significantly for the infants and toddlers.
We're talking on the Jefferson Exchange about early Head Start child care partnerships with Ann Linehan, who's the acting director of the Office of Head Start in Washington, D.C. We're talking about the Oregon Child Development Coalition getting a $7.3 million grant to put programs into a handful of counties, including Jackson, Josephine, and Klamath counties. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with comments or questions about early Head Start and the way the program is worked out. 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area, 800-838-3760. Or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. How much of the day do kids tend to spend in early Head Start programs? Is this like a full day sort of thing while mom is at work?
Well, this particular partnership, and again, we're distinguishing between early Head Start and the early Head Start child care partnerships. And the $7.3 million that this Oregon grantee received is really for the partnerships. And they're geared towards those centers that are serving infants and toddlers that are open 8 to 10 hours a day because they're accommodating the needs of working parents.
Okay.
So in this partnership, these will be children, these will be babies. Yes, many of the parents are probably working or in school, and many of them are also eligible for child care subsidies. So this is also an initiative that leverages multiple funding streams, so not one funding stream is responsible for the entire program.
And so we're talking about 8 to 10 hours a day and generally aimed at low-income families, low-income communities?
Yes. Early Head Start these partnerships, in order to be eligible, the child must be age-eligible, but the family must also fall below the federal poverty guidelines. However, we have other categories, for example, children who are homeless are categorically eligible, and there are a couple of other categories where there is categorical eligibility in aside from the income. But generally, these funds are targeted at families who are struggling financially every day.
And so the application of, in the case of Oregon, $7.3 million, is this a one-time grant? They have to go out and figure out how to continue these programs later on,
this is a multiple year. There are multiple years in this award. The project period is about four and a half years, obviously we are always dependent on the appropriations that Congress allows us. on an annual basis. But these grants, the intent is that they will operate, if they're in good standing, for about 4.5 years. And we would hope that at the end of that project period, the funds would be still in the budget that we could continue to support these partnerships.
And again,
I think it's important to note, we are only serving a very, very, very small portion of the infants and toddlers in this country whose families are below the federal poverty guideline and are waiting for quality care.
Which has really not been available to them up until now through this partnership?
This partnership will certainly help support the supply and the access.
All right. We have a call here from Tony in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Ann Linehan, who's the acting director of the Office of Head Start.
Hello.
Hi.
I was wondering, you're talking about bathing them in language. What language?
Well, that's an excellent question. We are certainly committed to exposing our babies and our infants to English, but I think what is also important, if a child comes in and their language, their home language, is other than English, it's very important that we support that child also in the development of their home language. And we know also from research, if we don't do that, then the child will experience some difficulty. So we want to make sure, I mean, we want children to be bilingual, but we want to make sure that there's a commitment to preserving that home language as well as introducing the child to English.
I imagine the question that Tony would probably ask next would be along the lines of, have there been any congressional challenges on the basis of which languages are taught?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we have many centers across this country where we have children, where we might have a classroom where children come with multiple home languages. But I think, again, the success to solidify that home language and also to begin to support the development of the English language is really what is best for that child in terms of predicting future success in school.
And so, Anne, the Early Head Start Child Care Partnership Program, you mentioned it's not very old. Is it about 2 years, something like that?
The partnership, the Early Head Start Child Care Partnership, Congress appropriated this money in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have had historically in the past Early Head Start programs that did partner with local child care programs, but this is really the first time that we are coming to the table with our child care partners to say, we have these funds to support these quality enhancements in your centers and in your professional development for the staff.
How rigorous are the standards? I mean, just in things like, you know, what some of the physical attributes of the centers have to be, what the staff training levels have to be, and they do get time to get up to those standards, right? They don't have to meet them just to get the grant in the first place, right?
Correct. We acknowledge that this is going to be a lift for some child care providers. Again, we want to make sure that the teachers at a minimum have what we call a child development accreditation in infant toddler. And again, most states do require that for working with infant toddlers. But there's a lot of other professional development that goes on. We require that every staff person has a professional development plan, because learning, the professional development needs to continue over time. We have requirements around ratios, how many caregivers and teachers you can have per infants and toddlers. For example, we require that there is one teacher for every 4 infants and toddlers. And we also require that no group size can be over 8. So for many of us, we think of classrooms. So if you looked at an infant toddler classroom, we call them settings, but if you looked at an infant toddler classroom that was an Early Head Start classroom, there could be no more than 8 infants and toddlers, and at all times there would have to be 2 qualified teachers working with those children. And there are also requirements around ensuring that the children, their immunizations are up to date, ensuring even dental care, caring. There are nutritional requirements. We know that many, you know, we want to make sure also in early Head Start that if a child has any atypical behavior, that we're on top of it and that we're getting a professional consultant, mental health consultant, in to observe to make sure if a child, if the teacher thinks the child might have a special need, that we can identify that need as early as possible and work to make sure that we're providing the services that every child needs and every Early Head Start child needs. So individualization is really important, and making sure that the teachers have adequate supervision. It's a hard job being an infant, toddler, caregiver, teacher when you could be with children 6, 7, 8 hours a day. A lot goes into understanding all that the infants and toddlers need. So there are a lot of support services that are layered really on top of what the teachers are doing in the centers with the infants and toddlers.
Ann Linehan, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, acting director of the Office of Head Start. We're talking about early Head Start child care partnerships with the states. Oregon getting $7.3 million. If you'd like to join us, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. There have been other grants, though. I mean, this is just the most recent grant to Oregon, I believe I read.
Correct.
And again, specifically to the Oregon Child Development Coalition.
We have, I believe, there are three other entities in Oregon that are getting, that have gotten in the process of getting the Early Head Start Child Care Partnership funds. And it's if you'd like, I could share the names of those organizations.
More interested, actually, Ann, in finding out what the general the tab is for this across the country. I mean, this is $7.3 million and not Oregon's entire chunk of the pie. How big the pie altogether?
It's $500 million.
Mm-hmm. All right, so $500 million over the course of, again, 4.5 years, basically?
No, that is the annual appropriation.
Annual, okay. So
there's
a lot of money going into that. And this, I believe this started with President Obama talking about this in the 2013 State of the Union address?
Correct. I think that the commitment that the president made to early childhood across the country in the State of the Union, I think, was very significant. I think this is certainly a centerpiece of improving access and quality for our young children. It's very exciting. I think there's a lot of discussion around the country about how important it is to serve young children, and I think that this is just a great centerpiece for the administration's perspective on how important this is. And I think regardless of what party one is in, I think everyone knows that the earlier we can intervene and support these children in high quality early childhood development settings is only going to reap better success and outcome for those children as they enter public schools.
And do we have any idea about whether there's still a population not served? I mean, are there still some people left outside even with this allocation of money?
We know, again, in this country, I think the services to infant toddlers in this country, particularly quality services, it's really very, very, very small. We are serving less than 5% of the children who might be eligible for these services. So the need is huge in this country.
Now, since this is a partnership, I mean, there's supposed to be some work coming back from the community that gets the grant. So it's not just like, here's your money, go do your thing. I mean, they have to put some work into this as well at the local level, right?
Correct. I mean, obviously, there's got to be a very formal, serious agreement between the grantee and the child care partners. But I think Head Start has always looked, whenever we fund local programs, we have a requirement that says, you know, we're looking also for the grantee to come up with a match, you know, a 20% match on what we give you for the federal dollars. And I think the reason we want the community to really embrace and own the fact that they've got this incredible center that is going to be serving children in their community. And that happens in a variety of ways. We have seen there are cash donations, sometimes local communities or the state. We have also seen people that might say, you know what, we've got a pediatric office here. We'll go in and we'll help do the dentals for your children, or we might get some mental health services. So programs really have to reach out and really try to involve the community in supporting the comprehensive services. Now, if a community does not have those resources, we do not penalize that community, but we again hope to bring in community members again to support that program.
Given the focus on birth through three, and of course kids are in school by five, are we doing enough for four-year-olds, you think?
Well, again, I think we are serving, I want to say around 900,000 preschools across this country. But I think the other thing that the president also talked about that we see occurring across this country is the increased number of pre-K programs that are opening up across this country. And although Head Start is a birth to five program, we know if there are more opportunities for four-year-olds that are increasing in our communities because of the increase in the pre-K funds, then this gives us an opportunity to shift some of our federal dollars down towards children who are birth through age three, because we know that's where the greatest need is. So
okay. This
is, again, a good opportunity for us.
All right. Much to come on the program, obviously. Early Head Start Child Care Partnerships. Ann Linehan is the Acting Director of the Office of Head Start in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.